It's Wednesday, the 22nd of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Business and Intellectual Property Authority is overhauling business laws with the second phase of national consultations on the draft corporate laws bill starting on 10 November. Acting BIPA CEO Aina Vilengi Kaundu told the Namibia Press Agency that the bill will merge the outdated Companies Act and Close Corporations Act into a single law, making it easier for startups and big businesses to operate. The consultations will cover all 14 regions. The Ministry of Health and Social Services has confirmed a second mpox case in Swakopmund. Both patients are in isolation and are receiving treatment at the Swakopmund District Hospital. Health Minister Dr. Esperance Luvindao said the first case was linked to cross-border travel within the SADC region. We spoke to former Health Minister Dr. Bernard Haufiku to explain the mpox symptoms.
The symptoms are generally the typical viral symptoms, and because this virus is a member of the poxy viruses, it creates lumps and bumps on your skin, almost like the old smallpox, or it can resemble chicken pox. And you may have fever, you may feel headache, you may have a nausea, usual vomiting, lack of appetite. So when you see those things or see someone with those symptoms, it's important that you report to the health facility and seek help early on so that you get treated.
South Africa's Minister of International Relations, Ronald Lamula, says the United States and China trade war has put the country in a difficult position between its two biggest trade partners. Lamula says that China became South Africa's biggest trading partner in 2008, and with the country now China's largest African market.
As a developing country, we are not in any position to choose anyone. We need all international partners to support our development. We are not in a position to choose anyone between the US and China or any other person, but we see ourselves as non-aligned.
Speaking of trade and business, Swiss-based Coca-Cola HBC AG has acquired a 75% stake in Coca-Cola Beverages Africa for 45 billion Namibia dollars, creating the world's second largest Coca-Cola bottling partner by volume. The acquisition adds 14 African markets to HBC's portfolio, which already spans 29 countries. CEO Zoran Bogdanovic says the move focuses on growth and jobs in Africa will not be affected. And plans for a Trump-Putin summit in Hungary appear to be on hold after Russia rejected Washington's proposal for a Ukraine ceasefire. One of Vladimir Putin's top foreign affairs envoys said Wednesday preparations for the U.S.-Russia summit were ongoing, accusing media of trying to disrupt it.
Russian President's special envoy in foreign relations, Kirill Dmitriev, said media is distorting news about the Russia-U.S. summit in Hungary to undermine it. He suggested preparations for the talks are ongoing. Earlier, Moscow reiterated its long-standing terms for a peace deal in a private communique sent to the U.S. The Kremlin's demands to take control over the entire Donbass region of Ukraine appear to contradict Trump's idea of freezing front lines at their prevailing locations. Another Russian demand, no NATO troops on Ukrainian territory as part of a peace agreement. Late Tuesday night, Trump says that he had not yet made a final decision on a possible meeting with Putin in Budapest. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.